The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. If together we can make it another 54 minutes and 30 seconds, we can make it into the weekend. I'm willing to try if you are. Hey, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Hope you had a wonderful day yesterday, and hope you have a wonderful weekend coming up. This is Bob Burney Live. You're listening to AM 880 and 104.5 FM. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got some important stories to share with you, but how about something lighthearted? I love the Babylon Bee. I have no idea who's behind it, but if you enjoy satire, and I love satire. Satire is a love language for me, and so I'm so grateful that I married a wife who enjoys satire as well. I enjoy good satire. I really do. And the Babylon Bee is just the best. If you've never checked it out and you enjoy satire, BabylonBee.com. It's a Christian satire site, and whoever's behind it, they're geniuses. They are so good. And this usually it's something in the religious world, you know, something with a denomination or a famous preacher or, you know, or something like that. Yes, I think it was the day before yesterday they had an article that Tim Tebow was being suspended for using performance-enhancing Bible verses. this one is not spiritual at all, but it is hysterical. With all the PC stuff, the political correctness stuff, I got to read this to you, all right? If you need something lighthearted going into the weekend, here's the headline: Mexican restaurant under fire for racially profiling white girl offering her mild hot sauce. Dateline, Klamath Falls, Oregon. Del Pollo Gordo. Yeah. You don't have to know much Spanish to know Del is of the. Pollo is chicken and gordo is pig. So the name of the restaurant is Of the Chicken Pig. Yes. Del Pollo Gordo, a Mexican restaurant chain in the Pacific Northwest, has come under fire after a recent customer claimed she was racially profiled. Local woman Andrea Mers got on Facebook Live after ordering at the restaurant, where she claimed that the employee who took her order just assumed that she would want mild hot sauce because she was a white girl. OMG! I just experienced some straight-up racism, you guys. This is not okay. I just ordered a bead burrito at Del Pollo Gordo, and the guy at the counter goes, hot sauce, let me guess, mild. Are you kidding me right now? What year is this, man? Are we still talking to people like this? Mild hot sauce just because I'm a white girl? Mers shouted into her camera while sitting in her parked Volvo. What else would you assume about me? I listen to Taylor Swift. Do I shop at Trader Joe's and Bed Bath & Beyond? Do I own a yoga mat? You think I'm into essential oils and watch the Property Brothers every night? Well, even if most of that is true, it doesn't make this okay. Merz went on to talk about how she just needed to take some deep breaths so she didn't jump up across the counter and give somebody an old-fashioned beatdown. That afternoon, protesters arrived at the restaurant parking lot in droves, carrying picket signs and chanting things like, "We like hot sauce, too! You don't own jalapenos!" And taste is not a skin condition. Merz called for a boycott of the establishment until the management made a public apology. A spokesperson from Del Pollo Gordo said the company did not intend to hurt the woman's feelings and would happily offer her a free burrito for her trouble. Merz accepted the offer. When asked what kind of hot sauce Merz would be ordering with the free burrito, she answered, "Mild." I don't know. Maybe you didn't think that was funny, but it just, that struck me so funny. Oh, my goodness. I needed that. The Babylon Bee. Like I said a couple of days ago, Tim Tebow busted for using performance-enhancing Bible verses. Okay. All right. From the nonsense. I got another nonsense story, but no, I don't have time to get into that. I'll do this after the break. Wait. Another nonsense story, but it's not a parody. It's a real story. But this story is not nonsense, but it's disturbing. Amazon is getting more restrictive concerning Bible believers and people who adhere to biblical truth. Just recently, Amazon removed all of the books of a Dr. Joseph Nicolosi. Now, I don't know how many of you are familiar with him, but he is a psychologist, and he has written several books on how to deal with homosexuality, transgenderism, and so forth from a biblical viewpoint, but also from a psychological viewpoint. He is a licensed psychologist, and he has dealt with many people struggling with homosexuality. He has been called by his critics the father of conversion therapy. Now, he believes that we are born with a gender. Men are born male, women are born female, and that is God ordained and God given to us at birth. What a strange, bizarre thought. Well, anyway, because of complaints from people in the LGBTQ community, Amazon has completely banned all of his books. Now, I would ask you an honest question. Will the Bible be next? Because if you read the Bible literally, it speaks very clearly about God's design for sex, marriage, sexuality, gender. The Bible is very, very clear on these issues, particularly the issues of marriage and gender. Male and female created he them, the Bible says. So in other words, the Bible says exactly what this psychologist says, and he has been banned. All of his books have been banned from Amazon. So will we see the day soon when someone in the LGBTQ community comes to Amazon and says, you know, there are all these verses in the Bible condemning homosexuality. How dare you sell this book? You know, if someone had asked me that question 10 years ago, I would have said, that's ridiculous. I don't think it's ridiculous at all. It would not surprise me at all if this is the next step in censorship by the folks at Amazon. Something to think about. All right. Someone corrected me on my Spanish, and I think they're correct. I'll tell you what it is in just a minute. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, every once in a while I embarrass myself. And I did just a few minutes ago. Those of you who know Spanish, hey, I haven't had Spanish since high school, and that was at least, yeah, it was more than 10 years ago. Del Pollo Gordo. I was thinking Gordo was pig. I don't know where I got that. Gordo is fat. So it's of the fat chicken was the Mexican restaurant in the Babylon Bee thing. And I said it was the of the chicken pig. I was wrong. Shows you, again, how proficient I am in Spanish, which I am not. Muy poquito. Now, I do know what that means. All right. It's a strange story out of North Carolina. Swansboro United Methodist Church. This story has gone viral for weird, bizarre reasons. Maybe you've seen it, maybe not. Anyway, recently, a teenage worship leader at Swansboro United Methodist Church in North Carolina, I'm assuming it's Swansboro, North Carolina, doesn't tell me, but I'm assuming. Jenna is a teenage worship leader at the Swansboro United Methodist Church. Well, they have two morning services. They have a contemporary and a traditional. A lot of churches do that. Well, recently, Jenna, the teenage worship leader, showed up to lead worship in some pretty short jeans shorts, denim shorts, and they're pretty. They're not short shorts, but they're pretty short. I'm looking at a picture of her. And she led worship in the first service in these short jeans shorts. And in between the early service and the late service, she goes into the restroom at the church. And an older woman of the church came into the restroom and said, "You shouldn't be leading worship in those shorts. You shouldn't be doing that. That's not appropriate." Well, the teenage worship leader lets go, and she, by the way, she videoed it, the teenager video, because teenagers video everything, her profanity-laced rant where she is screaming and yelling at this older woman. Then they get into an argument about, well, do you think I'm fat? And the older woman says, "You don't think you are?" The girl says, "So you're sitting here calling me fat?" The older woman says, "You don't think you are?" And that's when the teenager flips out. She begins screaming, yelling, shouting, cussing, swearing, "No, because I'm effing love who I am," and a whole string of other expletives, profanities, and so forth. The older woman says, "Don't come back on that stage with those shorts. I am warning you." Well, by now, the teenager is hysterical. And she says, "I am 19 years old and I can do whatever I want." And the video has gone viral. Now, here's the bizarre thing. Most people are defending the teenager. Most of the comments are defending the teenager, even though she is a worship leader filming herself with profanities and obscenities and screaming at this older woman. the pastor of the church, Pastor G. Kevin Baker, since the video went viral, has released a statement and says, one of the main principles of Christianity and Methodists in particular is to do no harm. It has come to our attention that great harm has been done in an incident that occurred this past Sunday where a faithful and very gifted young lady and worship leader was body shamed for her appearance. We are shocked and saddened by this act. The church is supposed to be a place of safety, love, and acceptance. We are focused on caring for everyone involved in this incident and their families. Our goal is to provide the emotional and spiritual support they need to cope with this spiritual woundedness and also make sure that a just resolution takes place. We're currently working to assure that nothing like this will ever happen again, and we'll update the church on specific next steps we are taking soon. The worth, dignity, and safety of all who are reached by our ministry is our prime priority and will remain our sacred trust and duty. Not one word that their worship leader has a filthy mouth and no respect for elders. Now, should the older woman have fat shamed her? No. But the young girl is a worship leader, and she's now famous for her dirty, filthy mouth, and the pastor and the church are saying, well, that'll never happen again. You mean the profanity and the obscenity? No, 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 no. Questioning whether she can wear anything she wants to when she's leading worship. The inmates are running the asylum. I mean, they are. Again, was the older woman appropriate? Probably not. That was not her decision. But nothing is said to this young girl about her inappropriate vocabulary, and maybe the possibility that she was not dressed appropriately. We have gone so far in this thing of come as you are, any way you are, dress any way you are, whether you're a worship leader or not. We have, in many cases, lost all respect for God's house. Hey, you don't have to wear a suit and tie every Sunday, but there should be some respect for worship. I'm afraid we're losing that. Yeah. Bizarre story. Just bizarre story. All right, quick break. We'll be back and we'll go to the phones.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.